Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
I'm still laughing.
Cleveland?
Welcome back.
It's oddballs today.
It's middays with Marcus Maven. I'll open up the phone lines off the bat.
See, you were laughing for Ole Miss, and I'm laughing for the Cleveland Browns.
Listen.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't laugh about that.
No. Oh, yeah. What are you talking about, man? We got it rolling.
81-50-93-9. Steve, did you expect the show to start like that?
Not like that, yeah.
You missed the extra point. He scored. He missed the extra point.
You got to overtime. You score in overtime.
Oh, my God. Hang on.
You missed the extra point.
Oh.
Whew. No. I'm sorry. Kentucky missed the extra point.
Yeah. Don't you this one.
Yeah, right.
There ain't no you listening to this show.
No kid. This is not kid centric. Kentucky missed the extra point.
But to be fair, at least on the touchdown in overtime,
at least he got into the end zone before he celebrated. It would be a shame if there was a play. Like you ever have those games, Steve, when on the bus ride home, you're thinking about the plays God. That you wish you could have had back?
Yeah. Football's back. Things feel back to normal.
Is the world back right again? People, that's a great point you just made, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
You know what happened this morning? People, the mornings always make my day, man. They totally do. They make the show. They give me a theme for the day. Speaking of things back to normal, Steve, I exited my home today. This morning, it was a nice, crisp chill. I exited my home, and I come outside, and there's a boy staring at me.
Okay.
He's maybe 14 years old.
Yeah.
And he's staring at me.
Okay.
From about 20 yards away. And then I realize he's waiting for the bus.
Ah, I had that moment
too,
man.
He's waiting for the bus, people. That young 14-year-old man. He's about to go to school.
Yeah.
Describe exactly what you're doing right now, Steve. Because this
taking
is
taking a selfie.
No, it's a little more, Brian.
Yeah, just doing a video of what it's like to be live on the air.
Oh, having that Kentucky game in the background.
Look at that. Oh man, there he goes. Oh man, he's gonna score a piece. I'm gone. No, I'm not. I'm not gone. I didn't score.
People,
I didn't score.
Go to Steve.
I didn't score.
Perfect time.
I didn't score.
Go to Steve Rummage's Twitter. He is going to post a video of exactly what he's doing in the 90 OPC Pest Services studios as we speak. Okay, so Steve, let's do this. Game week, past weekend. Everything's going on. Where do you want to start?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, listen, NFL lines are open.
I'm sure you're going to get your regular dose of Cowboy. Look, or do you want to just get that off your chest first?
I can.
We might as well. Get your weekends out.
Well, the Cowboy aspect of it is you've got to call Earl Thomas. You just got to fix the secondary, man. I mean, they've shown they're scoring 37, 30, 40 points a game. Like, I mean, so you shouldn't be in the NFL putting up 40 points.
Do they have cap space, though?
Yeah, they can sign. Well,
they got a lot of big contracts on that team.
Well, the thing is, though, is you got to remember, though, a lot of those guys, Everson Griffin, they only signed to a one-year deal. They got him for $6 million.
But I thought that he was kind of like their last bit of cap space.
Oh, is he in? Is he in? Oh, he fumbled. Oh, heavens. Who's going to win this game?
Imagine that.
Oh, man. We'll get to live do this game behind us. A game we didn't totally get to see is Kentucky and Ole Miss on behind us just started.
Did you forget they played this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Are they? Look at that. Great play. I mean,
okay.
Yeah. So yeah. They
cap space, low contracts.
They need to figure a few things out in the secondary. I think Earl Thomas would be the fix, but we'll see. See how it goes.
Well,
the division's terrible, so they'll probably make the playoffs still, so that's what matters.
Being that I'm not one to single out, you know, teams I root for or, you Fair know, enough. Stuff like that or players, I root for a specific team, you know what I'm saying, in the NFL. Let's just say hypothetically, I root for a team, right?
Okay.
And, like, you can't imagine, like, your whole Saturday – after you get your celebrations out, you're waiting until 1 o'clock to, you know, just hypothetically root for a team or something. Mm-hmm. And then at 1 o'clock, by 1:14, your team is up 14-0. You start your game at 1 o'clock and your team in 13 minutes into the game. Your team is up 14-0.
That's a pretty solid game. Yeah.
Then you proceed with your Sunday afternoon to watch its opponent put up 28 straight points.
Yeah.
You during that 28 straight points, you watch your offense go threes and outs, turnovers, threes and outs, threes and outs, threes and outs, threes and outs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
So how was your Sunday, Brian?
My team pulled off the win for the first time of this year.
Good for you.
I was excited about that.
We are living in NFL hell at this show.
I mean, because honestly, my team hasn't been good. I'm just kind of saying, hey, we got to win.
None of our teams have really been good, so there's really no
Justin Jefferson looks good for the Vikings.
So. He does look good. He's a good player.
Ryan Mutombo commits to Georgetown.
Yeah, you didn't see that?
It's pretty awesome.
What world are we living in, Steve? Where I look up and see Ryan Mutombo committing to Georgetown.
That's where we're at. Well, we got through last week, the bye week.
Mm.
We got to enjoy
the short version this week.
The short version, and we play Friday night. It's right back around. I mean, the good news is we can't be the most embarrassing team in the state, so we do have that going for us. So
this is like house money?
No, it's not house money. We need to go in and
I just opened my notes, right?
Okay.
And I have a big boxed note, right? And I'm sorry, I have to do this. I know we almost transitioned. I just realized this, Steve, last night. Kentucky's trying to tank.
Okay, I'm listening.
The University of Kentucky is tanking for SEC recruits.
I was like, do they think they get like a top pick or something?
Yeah, no. They get the recruits that want to play in the SEC and they want to play in the very first game that they get on campus.
I thought they've been getting recruits. Is that not what they've been saying?
They're tanking just to get all SEC throwaways.
I've been hearing for weeks or years and recruiting right up there with the SEC. I'm like, no, I just watched you play Ole Miss and you don't look on par.
First year.
First year with Kiffin. And don't make fun of Ole Miss too hard, because that's who we open up with next year. No, so.
By next year, we'll be 10 times better, though.
No. So, yeah, but it's like, but my gosh, man.
Okay, short week.
Did you listen to their postgame show? Admit it. On air.
I did.
I did, too.
I did.
I enjoyed it.
I usually listen after losses.
I did.
I don't listen after wins.
I did. I turned over there.
Did you have any in particular takeaways?
From the postgame show?
Yeah.
I like the guy Jeffries they have on there. He does a good job. He's played football. He knows his stuff. Yeah, I enjoyed that. Let's see. What other takeaways did I have from there? You can tell that they're kind of accepting loser again. There was a lot of that, you know, where it was just like, ha ha.
Because
here we are again.
Because keep in mind, I think, and this is not jab time, right?
Yeah. No. I'm not really talking about the James and the host.
Right, man. Right.
I'm talking more about the whole
the show.
Fan base. Yeah.
Oh, but here's the thing. I'm listening to that post game.
James, and that felt weird.
I'm thinking, I can hear you thinking about what we're going to say.
Sure.
Because you know we saw you fall. Mm-hmm. And I felt, you know what it felt like? Listening to Kentucky post game show, it's like the you fell, but you fell really hard. And I really don't want to look yet. I just want to call everybody and tell everybody how hard you just fell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I don't want to laugh at you in particular.
Right.
But I'm going to call, hey, man, Steve, you ain't going to believe.
Listen. Yeah. And, you know, one thing I did get out of the show, too, is this. We'll get this out of the way, and then we can move on to Louisville a little bit. This is getting to the point where it's got to be said. I don't know who this caller Emily is that calls in.
I did hear that.
But listen, 81-50-93-9. it's time you call the real man. Steve Rummage.
Steve.
Yeah.
We have that call if you want it.
I did hear that, and
I don't really need to hear it as much as I think people that gives people something to listen to. But yeah, I mean, listen,
your point though, as far as accepting some loser,
yeah,
accepting, but that's what having an all SEC schedule will do to you.
I know.
And here, my point was, I could tell you knew all the ammo you just gave your rival fan base. I knew you knew. We were gonna laugh about and not just, this is not just ha ha stuff,
right?
This is like, that's pathetic.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. It's the, you know, we're gonna laugh about the deuces.
Well, it's y'all find the stupidest ways to lose. You know, I mean, listen, you really find.
She did say LES too.
Oh no, I know. Oh yeah, I mean, that's not just coming out of nowhere. I mean, you think I'd be talking to Kentucky? Listen, there's no woman that pretty. Like, oh man, yeah, man, it's perfect, man. The only thing is, now I'm a Kentucky fan. I'm like, yeah, well, I gotta go.
See, you remember that commercial? Go State!
Yeah. Put her out of the car.
She was like, go Blue.
Oh, that's hilarious. I forgot all about that commercial.
That was the best.
Oh my God.
That
was
the best. Look, they were hitting it off perfectly. Point.
Yes.
You know I saw the chase down tackle.
Yeah.
You know I saw the fumble, the ensuing fumble. You know I saw that missed kick. You know I saw you know what I just saw.
Yeah.
And to top it all off, you know, and I know that I'm going to get on this show today and say, your coach can't be grabbing officials to yell at them. You kidding me?
Yeah.
You kidding me? Your kicker just missed an extra point. The last. And I do mean the last. Your priority should be kicker. Go shake that coach's hand who just beat you in your own stadium.
Yeah.
And then maybe down the line, right to the SEC and say, oh, I feel like he
Mr. Hold call.
Yeah. Like, especially if you waddle, too. Like, he kind of waddles, so it kind of looks silly watching you chase after, you know. But I mean, I agree.
And you can't touch the referee. You know that Marcus and Steve are going to say, you touch that referee.
Yeah.
You cannot touch a referee. You have to get in trouble. You have to get penalized.
Yeah. Okay.
Something has to happen. You have to get reprimanded.
I felt like that was unnecessary. So to put a bow tie on it, I enjoyed my college football day.
Mm.
The Vols 2-0.
Bang, bang.
Shout out to the Vols 2-0. Got Georgia 3:30 this week. Between the Hedges, CBS, and Louisville plays on Friday, so I get a full
Saturday. Are we going to talk about the attendance? Or are we just not going
to talk? Iowa State, Georgia.
Oh, my God. Is it better we just not talk about these things?
The game starts, and it's just like, you're just like, Clemson was the same way?
I mean, what are we supposed to do with this?
Get more people in the stadium when Florida State comes back.
Just stop talking about it. We just got to stop talking
about it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, figure out a way to get more people here. I mean, dude, some of these home field advantages, I mean, and you know, I mean, me and you've been pretty clear. We don't really care all that much about it. That's fine. We like the fans there. But I'm like, wait a minute. Now. Some of these home field advantages
are legit. Where's Locke at?
That's who we need right now.
He would be. He would.
The sports radio world needs Locke right now.
Right. Yeah. When it comes to the.
He could attack this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Right. The upset ratio this year is different.
I know.
Because of COVID, it's not because of attendance.
I know. Like, man. They show some of these places, and I'm like I said. I mean, I'm not. I don't care. Whatever. That's fine. But I'm like, wait a minute. Now I'm like. You got to go there and play. I'm like, whoa. Run out the tunnel.
Right,
it's like,
right, now, right. My whole attitude is changing by the second. It's like, wait, hey, 12%.
I know. Hey, is that 16,000?
Scotty O, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, Marcus and Steve. Hey, Marcus, love the way you play for the Cardinals. But just to run this past y'all. Y'all say Tennessee this and Tennessee that, and I know your son played. But just poll the Cardinal Nation on the Wade Houston and the Allen Houston situation, and I bet you get more. We want to see Tennessee get busted every time they play, and that's all I got. Later, I'll listen.
No, listen, Scotty.
That's fair.
Listen, time heals all wounds.
Why you bring up that old stuff, Scotty?
No, I believe the in hindsight, I believe Card Nation saw, you know, wait, listen, we realized what Wade did for us can never be replaced.
Yeah.
And we have no beef for Tennessee.
No, I like it.
Steve, I had somebody text me this weekend asking if Steve had turned into a Tennessee fan.
I know, man.
Over Louisville.
I know. Look, listen. I love the Vols, man. I enjoy it.
They wanted an explanation, and I was like, well, you
there
know,
is no explanation.
He's going to move to Gatlinburg and do sports radio there. That's what I said.
I love it in Tennessee.
Be the easiest job you ever had.
It's my favorite place on planet Earth. I'll go to Gatlinburg, go to Knoxville, go somewhere. I pick that over the beach. Like, it's my favorite place in the world, man. So I go there, and I've always liked Tennessee, like, from afar, because I went on a visit there, and it was just the most impressing and depressing thing I've ever been to. But it's just like, I felt like now is the time.
Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, we cleaned out all the dirty stuff.
Yeah, this weekend was fun.
Yeah, anybody who wants to call in and revisit that, you feel free. 8150-939.
Oh yeah,
you can also text in 38-31-939. The YouTube is up and rolling. You hit the super chat. Made for the Ville is the YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe when you get over there. You get notifications for all the night shows and everything. You know, every other kind of YouTube show we got involved in. But still, Steve, I'm going to start it like this. There's a statement that usually gets made around this time.
Okay.
When I hear this statement, I get a little worked up, right?
Okay.
Because We've said this for years and years and years. The easiest thing to do is be a hater in sports.
Yes.
It's the easy, especially if your job is in sports, if you're, you know, if it's something you do with your everyday life, you know, involving sports, the easiest thing to do to avoid having to break down actual sports, to avoid having to really know anything about sports, right?
Yeah.
The easiest thing to do
93-9.
Is be a hater, be a negative, is turn every game into alarm, must win.
Yeah.
It's the easiest thing to do. Steve, there are a couple of must wins in all of sports. Game sevens and NCAA tournament games.
Yeah.
There are not many other must wins that you even experience in sports.
Right.
All year, every fan base, every negative commentary you hear is must win, close to a must win as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
We watch year after year after year, rough starts, finishes on hot streaks.
Yeah.
Going into the offseason, momentum, it's a, you know, we enjoy processes every sure. single year. I don't even want to step into the world of the discussion of must win.
Yeah.
You know, how important is it that you win this
right,
game?
Right, right.
This is, we're in the, what do you need to see on the field versus just the result? Because when you just jump to the result, okay, if you see a trash game against Georgia Tech, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But you win, you didn't learn anything. You're just as much of a frustrated fan. You're probably more of a frustrated fan next Monday.
Yeah.
If you eke out one by 1 point. Even if you respect sports, you know what I'm saying? Your psychology going into the game against Georgia, you know what I'm saying, is you want to look impressive. And I kind of mean that, like, with the sloppiness of play, with the sloppiness of defense. Like, Georgia Tech could play a hell of a game. It could be a good game. You could barely win. And you could say, okay, we learned something. You know, or this, do you get what I'm saying?
I do.
As far as leaving the must-win emergency level game four out of it.
Yeah, no, I definitely get what you're saying. But I think it's a must-win.
Got to be Georgia Tech.
Yeah, listen, no. I feel you. I like where your head's at. I feel like you put that together really nicely. And that's why it's easy to be your co-host, because you very well can, you're very eloquent with how you explain things.
The way you said that made me rethink my whole life.
And I'm like, but if these jackasses go out and lose to Georgia Tech, the season's over. Like, I'm done. I'm out. Okay, we have problems. Everybody's got to be benched.
Oh my God!
Listen, you're 1-2. It's time to.
That just sucked.
This is an important spot in the season.
It took you 3 seconds and looking at your face for me to change my.
No, I know, and I hated doing it because I felt like you had such a great. Because what you're saying about the hater part is true.
In big picture, yeah. I'm right, but the Louisville fan.
Yeah, because I can always. I agree with you. Game sevens, NCAA tournaments, you can always turn it around. And look, at this point, spoiler, we're not going to the playoff. So that's off the table, okay? Two losses, you're done. That's off the table. But what you can do is you still can't turn around and have a really good season.
That was my point.
Yeah.
That was my point. Like, you can. Okay.
Yeah, in theory, could you lose to Georgia Tech and then go beat Notre Dame and win out and go, well, that was a good season?
That was kind of my point. Okay, as I'm sitting here, like I said, 1 o'clock in the morning writing this, you know what I'm saying? I'm still more like, look good.
Yeah.
Look strong. Like, don't look weak. Look, you know, execute. Be able to push
the ball.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm focused on. I can't do an entire week of Start the show. Mark, yes, amen. Okay, must win, go.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Now, that I do agree
with. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because, like I said, I can turn every game into a must win.
No, I agree. I with what you're saying, I agree.
Jonathan Israel, by the way, people, I'm going to bring you information later on today on the Denny Crum Scholarship Foundation Golf Scramble and Silent Auction. We will be talking about it. The reason I even bring this up is because twice this week I've had my opinion reversed in just a split second.
Okay.
When I said to Jonathan Israel, man, the defense brought it. And Jonathan said, no, they didn't. What do you mean? He said, no, we lowered the bar after that Miami game.
Yeah.
And it made me rethink everything I thought about the defensive game. Yeah. I'm thinking it through. I still think they really improved a lot.
I think they improved. But
his point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, and it didn't help watching NC State go to Pittsburgh and move the ball and win the game.
I get where he's coming from, though.
What you're saying, we battle on that front because I think North Carolina State is better than, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I just kind of been in on them early. I like their structure. The reason I like Pittsburgh, I like how solid they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can see a team's not getting the wins, but the reason why they're not getting the wins is fixable. And they could have good games, you know.
See, but I think that's what scares me with us. When I watch that and I watch Pitt get pushed around a little bit,
mm-hmm.
I'm teetering on, oh, is it fixable?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just personnel?
That's my Georgia Tech thing.
Yeah, if it's personnel, then
I mean,
we're in trouble.
Listen, I said the statement talking about the Pittsburgh game. I said, you're going to have to move somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to shoot gaps to get them behind the chains all day long.
Right.
Because you're going to miss.
Yeah.
And it's going to look ridiculous, you know, that's our only weapon, you know what I'm saying? And again, I said it to you, and you can laugh to everybody, and you can repeat this. I just see too many big butts on other people's teams.
Mm-hmm.
I took it a step further.
Yes. You did.
And not to make this uncomfortable, people, and you know how I don't mean this. There's a certain demographic of women. I guess not demographic. There is a delegation of women who have bigger rear ends.
Which one's that?
In this delegation, like, in SEC football, you can almost compare the rear ends to this delegation that has bigger rear, like strong, really strong bases. And I'm worried that our team doesn't
have bases. Is that what we're going with now from here?
I'm worried that my team doesn't have enough strong looking bases.
Hey, you got strong base. Sometimes you just can get me slapped in the mouth.
I love women with strong bass.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, well, strong right. bass.
But does it make sense? What
I mean, if we decide to cheer one night, you know, put me up in a basket toss or something. Well, yeah, no, it does make sense as far as football goes. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I
we're in the redevelopment stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to try to recruit some strong base guys, but.
Right. And that worries.
And the offseason did harm.
No, it did.
Our development.
It did. But I still think, I mean, it's a game where there's a little nerves right now, I think.
Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, Marcus? What's up, Steve?
What's up, man?
I saw the Pittsburgh North Carolina State game too, and I was mad. I'm like, you telling me North Carolina can go into Pittsburgh and beat that team, but Louisville couldn't? That's a problem. Louisville better win Friday. I know that. I ain't messing around no more. They better win Friday. And who else playing quarterback better not fold in clutch like Cunningham did? Because I'm not down for that no more. I ain't playing with this team no more. I don't want her no excuses, nothing at all. They better go on Georgia Tech Friday and win at least by 2 touchdowns. No more excuses.
Lawrence, appreciate it, man.
I appreciate the call. I mean, listen, Monday morning can do that to you.
Yeah.
Monday morning, looking for a Friday game. Georgia Tech, like I said, they're not having a good year. Like I said, I get the intensity, but I'm trying to stay big picture.
Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to stay. I naturally stay big picture. Again, you make an example when you say, what if you lose to Georgia Tech, then go beat Notre Dame?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And finish strong. You know what I'm saying? You're going to say, okay, going into next year, we're going to be top, you know. You beat Notre Dame and have some, you know, a great finish.
Well, Notre Dame's going to be top five when you play them because they're five today, and they play Florida State this week. And I'm not sure they're going to beat anybody. So it's you're looking at going to Notre Dame with a top five squad. Here's the difference. You go look good against Georgia Tech. I feel like we can get some juice with that game. Like, say, look, we're going into Notre Dame. Get some momentum in there. Now let's go play well. You lose to Georgia Tech. It's like, holy crap. I mean, number five, Notre Dame. Then you got Florida State at home. Then Virginia Tech's top 20. I mean, we're like, now you're just – now a win at Notre Dame is just – or a play well is just save the season, you know. And it's like, man, that's why I said that Pittsburgh game – I said before, the Pittsburgh game is such a swing game because now you're kind of playing from behind 500, mm-hmm. whereas you wanted to get ahead of that. So that's why I think with Georgia Tech, but I don't want to sound like I'm contradicting. I joked earlier. I'm not really contradicting what you're saying, but it's like it's
hard to be big picture.
Yeah.
When you're already playing from behind.
Yeah.
As far as your
and now we do got a quarterback from Georgia.
Softball Dad Dustin, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, good Monday morning to everyone. And look, I just a couple of quick points, and I need to clarify something.
Okay.
Why aren't we playing good old Rocky Top?
Right.
That may come out the next break.
That could be our comeback. That could be our comeback.
That probably needs to happen every single game that they win. And
I like this.
Not that I'm a UT fan, unless they start calling in about 3 years, and I'm all in.
Fair enough.
Did you have a pumpkin spice latte this morning, Steven?
Listen, that's funny you say that. I do these meal replacement shakes in the morning I like, some stuff my wife sells, and I bought some pumpkin spice to put in them, and today I did that, so it was pretty dang close.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I picked
it's October.
It.
Yeah.
And is it third point, and just to clarify, so is, by definition,
mm-hmm.
strong bases
yeah.
are the exact opposite of sneaky athletic. Is that right?
Ooh,
I don't know. We're gonna think about
this
that.
This is good.
I appreciate the call. Maybe. Let me think. I'll think about that during the commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 DeVille.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coyle Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COYLE75. So visit COYLEDEALS.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COYLE75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coyle, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Get their stream from a jar.
Woo!
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus. Not even. You actually know how to play a banjo. I can tell. You know how to play a banjo.
I mean,
you?
I saw one played. Listen, the you, county churches sometimes you, back in the day.
You just did that way too natural.
Yeah. So.
Okay, offensive line.
It's good to see Chandler and Gray get going yesterday. Had Cade Mays back. So good for him. It was nice. Got it rolling.
Is it push or protection?
Okay.
81-50, 93-9. Brian Hall, you can jump in on this one too if you want to. Push or protection? Which one would you like to see more?
That's tough because neither's been great, but probably right. Push. Because I do think there has been time to throw the football.
Mm-hmm. Man, there's an
not every play. There's been some. You could pick a couple out and show me and go, dude, when he gets pushed right back into him, I'm like, yeah, Malik, there's nothing you can do that.
I watched two NFL quarterbacks who just took third down sacks at the worst times. At the worst times. One of them is the guy you root for. Just got to get rid of that football.
Who?
Right. No, I won't.
Okay.
So, push on the line will set up the protection.
Yes.
If we're going the chicken, you know, egg debate.
Well, it helps you run the football, man. I mean, just.
Will that affect how much time you have?
Yeah, because I think if you can run the football a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I think every.
So you think the entire offensive line situation breaks down with not being able to run the football as effectively as we originally thought we would?
Yeah, we've spent so much time, I think, on who should play quarterback, T-Web, but it was over the last week or so that. What?
We're going to talk about that next hour.
Talk about what?
Your little inserts, your little, what do you call those?
Did I say it?
Blurbs.
What do you call them?
I just said a blurb.
Yeah, it's not a blurb. Steve, what you're doing is like listening to Rick Ross go, or Jeezy, yeah.
It's like your Tourette's coming out a little bit.
What? Is all I said was whoever plays quarterback?
Keep going.
So,
okay, would you say the lack of push has been what set the line back?
Well,
this
we
year?
Haven't talked that much, though, last week or today about really not running the football that well consistently. I mean, Javian had the big run, which I liked because we talked about
it. In Miami, he pushed.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was almost like he kind of made plays, you know, himself. Mm-hmm. Of course, Miami, the one time, man, he would have took it to the house, and Miami shoestringed him.
We're gonna have to change the channel.
No, it's perfect. I want you to watch a quarterback make those throws the whole show.
No, because look at that.
No, it's great.
You couldn't have a more open guy in the history of football.
Mm-hmm. I know. Guys won't be running open like that in the SEC. So Stoop said a couple weeks ago.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I've never seen a tight end in the middle of the field more open in my life.
I have. Unfortunately.
Yes, ad-libs, Texter. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
Steve's ad-libs about quarterback situations.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't feel like we're consistently being able. I mean, we find ourselves behind the sticks on first down more than not.
Javian, like,
and I know Satterfield preaches that. He says win first down.
There were a lot of plays in the backfield in the running game.
Yeah, right. That's, and I'm glad you said that because that's kind of what I'm talking about. We went straight to no time for Malik or Malik stinks and isn't throwing the ball or whatever we say.
Okay, but
that's the truth, what you're saying.
I still have to ask you this, though. I'll still have to ask. Is that the stretch play that you have to say, okay, you're struggling running your stretch?
You got to be able to run it, though. I mean, if you can't run stretch.
I mean, is there more quick hitters that – like you need to call?
No, I mean, the play you sent me, and I know you was losing it, and I lost it when it happened, but I think it was Cole Bentley who graded out tremendously, by the way. So there's no shade at Cole Bentley. You just get beat on a play. I mean, it happens. It's every game. But Well, I'm saying it's going to happen to everybody every game. I mean, it don't matter who you are. Like,
glad we cleaned that up.
Yeah, yeah. But my defensive tackle, nose guard from I'm assuming he was playing
number 8
interior, yeah, because he was on Cole Beasley. But, I mean, it was Javian didn't get the handoff. He was swallowed up. It's like, I mean, you know, there's that's happening a lot. I mean, multiple times we were in second and four. It's like – that's not what we did last year.
You mean second and 14?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Second and 12, second and 14. Yes. So, I mean,
off a regular run play.
Yeah, it's like we're playing from behind the sticks a lot.
I expected even our little flare, our little reverse field Tutu Atwell plays. Do they seem like they're developing slow or something?
A little bit.
You know what I mean? Like just the
see, but that goes back. Is that quarterback? And then we come right back, you know? Mm. So I mean, I don't know. I'm asking. I'm not saying it is, but
how can a fan base of people who watch this much football, as all of us do,
I know,
how can we be so
we can't figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, right. How is everybody so different? Like, think about it. We can't even decide, does the line need, is it more important to have push
or protection? Brian on Twitter says, and I have to say this because this comes up about every day, and we've kind of avoided it. Let's be honest. We have. Says, offensive line has had its struggles, but the play calling has been predictable. It's been a main drive killer.
I got no problem with that. No, I Marcus Maben has no problem with predictable play calling.
Okay.
You should be able to execute better than this.
I agree.
A predictable play call is...
But if you can't, does he have to change it up?
I'm more patient, I guess.
Yeah. Listen, I'm with you. The long game doesn't bother me.
Yeah, because like the entire structure of your offense is based on being able to bring the ball up the court.
But just because I don't agree with it doesn't mean I can't say, okay,
if somebody else disagrees
maybe that is an issue.
And are we explaining why you're losing a game or why you're losing plays versus the development of your program?
Yeah.
Because nobody who watches sports can stomach development.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because, see, I stand with you on this. I'm like, no, I'm coming out first down. I'm running the football. And gosh dang it, if y'all can't, we're going to learn to get ahead of the sticks or we're going to figure something out.
You see what I'm saying? You can't get me ahead of the sticks. I'm getting somebody else, but I can't get somebody else fast enough.
So I'm okay with that. I get guy who is not, man or woman who's not, who is... You know, man, every time they're kind of just coming out on first down, they're running the same exact play, you know, and it's like, that don't bother me. But I get where that could be a criticism, fan-based criticism.
And again, this is fan-based criticism who is not going to go back to the film room and say, Javian, how many possessions do we get in the game? 10? How many possessions does each team get? Probably 10.
Probably, yeah.
Roughly. Let's just say 10 possessions in a game, and in 6 first downs, you run a stretch, right?
Yeah.
But that's, okay, that's 6 corrections you're going to make on the first down play in the film. The first time you ran the stretch play, it worked.
Yeah.
Right? First down, Javian Hawkins.
Yeah.
The second possession, you ran it. There's always your the first route, and then there's an exit, you know, kind of an exit. If the defense overflows too much, something in the backside will open up, right?
Sure.
Next time, Javian chose the wrong route. Or he didn't push the pocket enough, you know. The third time you get it, Cole Beasley misses his block.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The fourth time. You know, like it can be broken down.
Oh,
sure. Where you say, okay, when we go back and look at the film, it was a different mistake every time.
Yeah.
Y'all screwed this up. Now, when we get in the film room, okay, Marcus and Steve and the fans saw.
Yeah. No, I listen. Yes. I agree. And that's where I say, that's where I don't get too much criticism when it comes to, okay, if you're telling me this is something, Steve, Coach Satterfield could look at me and go, Steve, he probably would say about exactly what we're saying right now. Steve, if we can't do this, we're not going to win anything. Yeah, I guess I could just come out and go 5 wide and just sling it every play. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we'll win, sometimes we'll lose.
Yeah. But
my offensive line won't develop. And
listen, that's the I don't sound like a hater, but it's the Mike Leach, Jeff Brom-ish. It's why we wanted Jeff. It's why we wanted Coach Brom. It's because you say, you come out and you say, okay, let's spread it out here, let's throw it, and you know what? Gosh dang it, we may be 3-6. But we're playing number one Clemson, and we're like, I don't know, man. Hey, might get you today. Like, you know, it's – or some years we'll beat a bunch of teams. But you look at Mike Leach. You come out. You go to Death Valley.
Perfect example.
Yeah, you throw for 600-some yards, 700 yards. Mm-hmm. You win the game. You've dropped 44. The next week you struggle to find the end zone and lose to Arkansas. Mm-hmm. You do that. It's not going to be a program like that. So, yeah, I don't know.
But it's still, as a fan base, is it the toughest challenge?
It's tough. It's tough, and especially when you know what's on the horizon.
Georgia Tech?
It's kind of meant the other horizon.
Rolling along, middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.